Chapter 4 Solomon's Princes. King Solomon was king over all Israel. These were the princes whom he had: Azariah, the son of Zadok the priest; Elihoreph and Ahijah, the sons of Shisha, scribes; Jehoshaphat, the son of Ahilud, the recorder; and Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, was over the army; and Zadok and Abiathar were priests; and Azariah, the son of Nathan, was over the officers; and Zabud, the son of Nathan, was chief minister, and the king's friend; and Ahishar was over the household; and Adoniram, the son of Abda, was over the men subject to forced labor. Solomon's 12 officers. Solomon had 12 officers over all Israel, who provided food for the king and his household. Each man had to make provision for a month in the year. These are their names: Ben-Hur, in the hill country of Ephraim; Ben-Diker, in Machaz, and in Shealbim; and Beth-Shemesh, and Elon Beth-Hanan; Ben-Hesed, in Aruboth; to him pertained Soko, and all the land of Hefer; Ben-Abinadab, in all the height of Dor. He had Tapheth, the daughter of Solomon, as wife; Baana, the son of Ahilud; in Taanach and Megiddo, and all Beth-Shean, which is beside Zarethan, beneath Jezreel, from Beth-Shean to Abel-Mehola, as far as beyond Jogmeam; Ben-Geber, in Ramoth-Gilead. To him pertained the towns of Jair, the son of Manasseh, which are in Gilead. Even to him pertained the region of Argob, which is in Bashan, 60 great cities with walls and bronze bars; Ahinadab, the son of Iddo, in Mahanaim; Ahimaaz, in Naphtali. He also took Basemath, the daughter of Solomon, as wife; Baana, the son of Hushai, in Asher and Beeloth; Jehoshaphat, the son of Peruah, in Issachar; Shimei, the son of Elah, in Benjamin; Geber, the son of Uri, in the land of Gilead, the country of Sihon, king of the Amorites, and of Og, king of Bashan, and he was the only officer who was in the land. Solomon's wealth. Judah and Israel were many, as the sand which is by the sea in multitude, eating and drinking and making merry. Solomon ruled over all the kingdoms, from the river to the land of the Philistines, and to the border of Egypt. They brought tribute and served Solomon all the days of his life. Solomon's provision for one day was 30 measures of fine flour, and 60 measures of meal, 10 head of fat cattle, and 20 head of cattle out of the pastures, and 100 sheep, besides harts and gazelles and roebucks and fattened fowl. For he had dominion over all the region on this side the river, from Tifsa even to Gaza, over all the kings on this side the river, and he had peace on all sides around him. Judah and Israel lived safely, every man under his vine and under his fig tree, from Dan even to Beersheba, all the days of Solomon. Solomon had 40,000 stalls of horses for his chariots, and 12,000 horsemen. Those officers provided food for King Solomon, and for all who came to King Solomon's table, every man in his month. They let nothing be lacking. Barley also, and straw for the horses and swift steeds, brought they to the place where the officers were, every man according to his duty. Solomon's Wisdom. God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceeding much, and very great understanding, even as the sand that is on the seashore. Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the children of the east, and all the wisdom of Egypt. For he was wiser than all men, than Ethan the Ezrahite, and Heman, and Chalcol, and Darda, the sons of Mahol. And his fame was in all the nations all around. He spoke 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were 1,005. He spoke of trees, from the cedar that is in Lebanon, even to the hyssop that springs out of the wall. He spoke also of animals, and of birds, and of creeping things, and of fish. There came of all peoples to hear the wisdom of Solomon, from all kings of the earth who had heard of his wisdom.